Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Through the Bible with Joe McGee. We are having a really, really great trip through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but we're doing it in chronological order, in the order that it happened. The Bible is written in a very unique way. It's the longest book to the shortest book, ending with the book of Revelation. And so what we're going to do is just take it as it happened in Scripture. So it's a fascinating story. It's a great, great run. And so if you got a pencil and paper, you'd like to take notes, it's going to be really good. Today, we're picking up with the story about a baby in a basket. And Moses is coming along. The people of Israel are in captivity. It's been a mess, 400 years of rebellion, and they began to cry out to God. God, we need help. He said, yes, you do. And so send a helper. And so what he had happen was that afternoon, a woman got pregnant. And 9 months later, she pushed a baby out and named him Moses. And then a couple of years later, there were 30 kings, 30 pharaohs in the history of Egypt. 27 were city pharaohs. 3 were country pharaohs. And so the country pharaohs, the first country pharaoh had just taken over when they went down to Egypt. You know, Joseph in Egypt and the family comes down, drought had hit. And so the pharaoh liked them and said, hey, I'm a sheep herder and a cattle guy just like you. Here's what I'm going to do. I love Joseph so much. I'm going to give his family the land of Goshen. Great fertile country, really good. And that's what he did. So for 3 generations, the Israelites just multiplied, got blessed, prospered. Things are great. Well, at the end of that third country pharaoh, a city pharaoh took back over. And they realized we got a problem. We got too many of these Israelites. They're multiplying like rabbits. We got to do something. So, believe it or not, they made a law to kill every baby boy 2 years of age and under. They thought, well, this'll knock their numbers down, and they did. And so the law came. So Moses' mother hid the baby in a basket, floated him down where Pharaoh's daughter took a bath. And, of course, there were no tabloids back then. Nobody really knew what was going on. So Pharaoh's daughter couldn't get pregnant. And she knew it, but nobody else knew it. Well, this baby floats by, and she picked him up, and she said, hey, I found a baby. I will tell everybody this is my baby. Well, Moses' mother just happened to be watching the baby float down, and she walked up, said hello. And Pharaoh's daughter said, who are you? So, well, I'm a mother who's lost her baby. Now, she didn't lie. She stressed a little bit, but she didn't lie. She had lost her baby. I just lost my baby, but my breasts are full of milk, and I'll be glad to nurse that baby for you. And so, believe it or not, Pharaoh's daughter hires Moses' mother as the nursemaid of Moses. And then Moses is trained up in Pharaoh's court. So when God needs a deliverer, where are you going to go? Well, I'll have your enemy raise him up and train him. He'll know everything your enemy knows, how they think, what they do. And so the whole story of Moses said, at age 40, he finds out who he is, and he kills a guy, and then he runs off to the wilderness. So 40 years later, he comes back. Now he's an 80-year-old man, and he's older, and he's got this wooden stick. Now, this is a great stick. I used to joke with my students that, if they sold this stick at Walmart, they'd sell out. But this stick would turn into a snake and eat your snake. This sea would part the Red Sea. This was a great stick that he had. And so he comes back, and they set the captives free. So it's right in them where this story starts. This is how this story got started. So we're in Exodus chapter 1, verse 1. Now, after Jacob's name was changed to Israel, his children were called Israelites. And the land of Goshen was more than, it was in the land of Goshen more than 400 years. And the numbers grew until they became a very strong nation. Joseph and the kind Pharaoh had been dead a long time. Another pharaoh had come to the Egyptian throne. The new pharaoh was afraid of the Israelites. He thought, you know something? Soon there's going to be more Israelites than our Egyptians. What if they turn against us? Man, we're going to be in serious trouble. What if they joined our enemies? I must not let them have Goshen. I must keep them slaves. I'll not leave them. I'm going to pin them in Goshen down there and surround them. So Pharaoh called the people together, told them his fear. We must do something, he said, to stop the Israelites from becoming stronger and more powerful than we are. Finally, he and his officers decided to make the Israelites work even harder. Pharaoh wanted new cities, and he commanded the Israelites to build them. Then the officers put taskmasters over the workmen. the taskmasters to make them work hard and fast. But the harder they worked, the stronger they got. Pharaoh was even more afraid. Man, this won't do, he reasoned. I'm making life more miserable. I'm not making life more miserable for them. He said, they're getting better. One morning, Pharaoh sent the Israelites this message. Every baby boy that is born among your people must be thrown into the Nile River. Into such a world, Moses was born. How much his mother loved him. For 3 months, she had held him and saved him from the soldiers. Then the baby was too old to hide, getting too noisy. So she gathered some bulrushes together that grew along the river, and she wove them into a basket. To keep the water out, she plastered it with pitch. Then she made a soft bed at the bottom. Next, this very hardest part, she put the baby in the basket and carried the basket to the river. There among the tall reeds, the water's edge, she placed the precious basket in the water and went home. Sister Miriam played along the riverbank and watched the basket. Soon a company of richly dressed women appeared. One of them was the Egyptian princess, Pharaoh's daughter. They'd come to bathe in the river. When the princess saw the strange-looking basket floating among the reeds, she sent her maid to go get it. What can be inside this basket, the woman wondered, as they gathered around it and opened it up. How shocked they were to see a little baby. The baby was crying. The princess lifted the baby up lovingly. This is one of the Israelites' children, the princess said. She knew about the cruel command her father had given. She said she could not let this sweet baby be killed. I'll take him for my own, she decided. Well, when Miriam heard this, she ran to the princess and asked, shall I get an Israelite woman to nurse the baby for you? Of course, the baby would need a nurse. And the princess was glad to hire an Israelite woman. So Miriam came home and quickly told her mother how happy and how thankful they were that the baby was back home. No longer were they afraid of the soldiers. Everyone knew that the baby had been adopted by Pharaoh's daughter. When the baby grew old enough to leave her mother, he was taken to live with the princess in Pharaoh's palace. The princess called him Moses, which means drawn out, because he'd been drawn out of the water. Moses even gave him a royal education. As a prince, he would one day be a leader of the government, perhaps even all of Egypt. And so this became an incredible story. Where's your deliverer coming from? From among you. I'm going to come from among you. I'm going to have him trained up here. So you have the story beginning. So God knew the people of Israel. He'd always blessed them. He'd promised to deliver them, promised to prosper them, but they'd been in rebellion. And so drought had hit the country. And several times they'd gone through drought. Abraham, when he first went to the promised land, God said, he took him out of the Ur of the Chaldees, takes them up to the promised land. He says, everywhere you walk, this will be yours. Everywhere you stand, everywhere you look, this will be your land. And he thought, man, this is incredible. And so Abraham loved the land. Well, months later, a drought hit. Abraham thought to himself, well, no wonder God gave him this land. It's worthless. It's no good. No wonder nobody lives here. So he grabbed his family and he headed off to Egypt. He gets down to Egypt and people ask him because his wife, Sarah, was a beautiful woman, evidently. Very, very. Now, she's in her 80s, but she is so beautiful. Men are attracted to her. And so she gets down there. So people notice her and they tell Pharaoh, man, there's a beautiful new woman in the country. So he sends for Abraham, said, who is this? And Abraham, he lies. And he said, well, this is my sister. Because in that culture, had Abraham said, well, this is my wife, legally they can kill Abraham and take her. So he knows this. He said, well, this is my sister, because if it's my sister, they're not going to kill me. They're going to pay me money. So Pharaoh pays Abraham money and takes his wife. Well, she goes into the harem. A few days later, or weeks later, she sneaks out, and her and Abraham are meeting outside the palace in the courtyard. And the Bible says they're hugging and kissing. And so Pharaoh looks out the window and says, hey, that's not your sister. I've got a sister. You don't do that with your sister. So that's your wife. He said, why don't you lie to me? And said, man, get out of here. You're going to have the judgment of God on me. So Pharaoh runs them off. They go back home. Drought hits again. They go back. Then he runs off back again. That's a back and forth deal. And so Isaac's born. Well, drought hits again in Isaac's time, Abraham's son. Isaac grabs the family, heads off to Egypt again. This is the third time. God brought them to the promised land. This is your land. It's blessed. You're highly favored. But they think, no, it's cursed. It's no good. and they keep running away. God said, no. So halfway down the Gaza Strip, Isaac's taking his family to Egypt, just like his daddy did. And God speaks to him. He says, stop, where are you going? And he said, well, you know, there's a drought. No, I said, I would bless you in this land. You stay here. Stop and stay here. And so he did. So the Bible says, Isaac stopped, planted crops, you know, began to harvest around. Well, it's a drought. Nobody in the Gaza Strip was making money. Cattle are dying. Sheep are dying. There's no water. Well, now, Abraham, on his first couple of trips down, had dug wells. He heard from his father. He knew, said, hey, I know where a well is. Now, I'll dig the well back up. So Abraham, he's digging up old wells. Well, Isaac's doing the same thing. He's digging up his daddy's wells. He knew where they were. And so all of a sudden, a year later, the Bible says that Isaac increased 100-fold. His cattle increased 100-fold. His sheep increased 100-fold. His crops, everything he touched prospered, just like God had promised his father. Everything you set your hand to, I will bless and I will prosper. And so the people begin to not like him. Said, man, there's something wrong with this guy. And so one day the neighbor showed up in his yard and said, you got to leave. I said, what? Yeah, you got to leave. What do you mean you got to leave? We don't like you here. Why? You look too good. Your house is too nice. Your crops too prosperous. This isn't right. You know, man, we're struggling. We're going through drought. He says, and they couldn't figure it out. He said, well, and he tried to tell him, said, well, it's God. It's the creator. And so they're running him off. So he goes, no, well, then he stops. He says, no, I'm going to stay here. And so he moved down the Gaza Strip about five times. Finally, God said, no, I'm going to bless you. I am the Lord your God. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And he realized God is with me. There is opposition to the people of God, but they're promised protection. They're promised they would prosper. They're promised they'd be blessed. And so when he realized, no, I'm blessed. This is going to be good. So that's what happens. So when you get back here to the story of Moses, Moses runs off to the wilderness. He's fleeing for his life. And so a whole new chapter is about to unfold. God's trying to bless the people of Israel. He's always tried to bless them. Even in captivity, he's trying to bless them. So much so that Pharaoh's fearful of them. They're too blessed. They're too prosperous. There's too many. There's too many of them. They're going to overtake us one day. Now, these were former just sheep herders. These are sheep and goat herders. But Pharaoh, the most powerful man on planet Earth, is fearful of him. He realizes, man, these people are not normal. They're just blessed. They're prosperous. And throughout the Bible, God wanted to show the world that he was good. That's why he picked the Jews. That's why he picked Abraham. I want to grab a people. I'm going to make them my people. You know, I used to joke with the people. I said, you know, Abraham was not a Jew. He was a Gentile. There were no Jews yet. The word Jew comes from the tribe of Judah, one of the children of Abraham. These are from Judah. We call them Jews to shorten it up. So it's what they became. But God wanted a group of people that the world would look at and ask them about the hope that's in them. They say, well, it's God. We know God. We fear God. We serve God. The Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. And so they were blessed and highly favored. So it's a great story. And so we're going to kind of close with this. When we come back, we're going to pick up Moses' new career as a shepherd. And that they made a movie about that too. It's a great story. So stay tuned next time. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.